Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, HighSpeedWeb.net that's with us every day, making these broadcasts possible through the world of streaming. With us today, Jimmy Sprouse, who's the CEO of York County Natural Gas, a job he's had. Well, he's been with the gas company almost 30 years, and he's been the CEO now for 3 or 4 years.
That's correct.
And there's just a few things going on down there. Should we start with the obvious one? Let's start with the obvious one. What the heck are you doing down there to that building, Jimmy?
Well, I get asked that question a lot here lately, and thanks for having me back on the show.
Sure.
We a few years ago, took a look at that building, and we, of course, York County Natural Gas Authority purchased that building back in the probably 1985, and it has been basically the same building you've seen for the last 35 years. We went through and decided a few years ago that there were some things that needed attention, and we decided to basically gut the building and take a look and try and fix the problems that we were seeing. We had some water leaks in the ceilings, water leaks in the foundation, so we took it back to its bones, and we're going back in and trying to build something more modern and for basically for our customers.
Well, when you say more modern, I tool up and down Cherry Road all the time, and I'm looking through the top of the building. I mean, there's like daylight there.
Right.
So what are you doing? Are you going to open that whole second floor up?
That's correct. We took the second floor out, and we're basically going to expose the when you walk into the main entrance, it will be a large showroom, and we're going to highlight as many residential products that you can, natural gas products that you can think of that we can possibly put in there. But it's basically going to be an exposed ceiling, 24 feet high, a lot of natural light, and of course, to get there, though, you can notice the roof's off. We had to do a lot of structural work to support those walls.
Oh, let's talk about the seismic beams you had to put in there.
That was one that was unexpected. We had to, because of the building is basically a brick-framed wall, we had to go in and put seismic structural beams in to support the weight of the walls to bring it to current seismic codes.
Oh, yeah.
So that was part of the project that was, like I say, was unexpected, but you've got 4-inch steel columns all throughout that building supporting the walls.
Anytime you open up an old building and renovate it, you got to bring it up to code, and
that's
these
correct.
Are the kinds of things you run into.
That was just one of the things that had to come up to code, I mean, among many.
So you brought some beautiful renderings of what this is going to look like.
Yes.
So how did this idea come about? I mean, had you been off to a convention somewhere and said...
Well, there's a push to do without natural gas across the country. There are areas on the West Coast, up in the Northeast, that are actually, honestly, outlawing natural gas. We saw this as an opportunity to, like I said earlier, to push as many products that we can think of for residential and commercial use, and give us a large area to put it in. I mean, there are more than just logs and grills. There are a lot of options out there to use natural gas in your home.
I am struck by what you say, a push to not use natural gas. It's the cheapest it's ever been.
It's
plentiful.
Right. It's plentiful, it's cheap, but it's more an environmentalist push to not use natural gas. I serve on a research foundation, and one of the problems that we were presented with was reducing natural gas emissions from your stove in your home. There's a lot of push out there from different groups to move natural gas out of the home. I think there's places in California that you can't even get a building permit anymore to put natural gas in.
So are you supposed to put a hamster out there on a water wheel or something?
Something to make it work.
Jeez. Well, interesting that you say that, because there was a big story last week about a major, I think it was an $8 billion project.
That's correct.
By Dominion and Duke. Mm-hmm. To build a pipeline, I guess, from the Northeast down this way?
This project I think it started back in about 2014 being announced, and it was to bring shale gas out of the Northeast down the into the Carolinas. It stopped at the North Carolina, South Carolina border, but it was going to be a big project for Duke and Piedmont, and it was basically to support their electric generation side. And now they've decided over the weekend, even after the Supreme Court had given them the green light to move forward with it, they backed off the deal and announced that they were not going to run the pipeline now. And then Dominion was sold to Berkshire Hathaway later that afternoon. So it
yeah,
was a
I think that was
twist of events.
That was probably the right. underlying reason. Yeah, right. We can take our cash and get out of debt and let's go. But how does that affect, for instance, a public utility like yours? Because I know one of the things we talk about is what you have to go through every year to get your contracts right. to access That's gas. Right. Does this affect that at all?
Oh, yeah. The issue we're running into here in York County that everybody's aware of is growth. How do we build the roads for it? How do we supply natural gas for all the new residents and commercial that goes hand in hand with that? We pull a lot of gas off a transcontinental pipeline, which serves basically the Southeast. A lot of that new demand was going to come off of this Atlantic Coast pipeline as it came down out of the Northeast supply of gas, and would actually allow room on those pipelines that exist today. Now, with that being canceled, there's going to be more demand shifted back to that primary pipeline from Transcontinental to get gas service into the Carolinas.
And the thing that still amazes me, you've explained this to me multiple times and I still don't understand it, is what you have to do in terms of forecasting what your usage is going to be.
Correct.
So that you can buy this stuff in bulk, whatever, a year and a half, 2 years in advance.
Right, right. I mean, we have to be in the market. It's thank goodness we're being proactive in this. We have to look at 3, 4, 5 years out at our growth patterns and go out into the markets and find contracts to secure that natural gas supply. So it makes it difficult when the pieces are always moving as far as what's going to be available for you. And with our growth here in York County, I mean, York County Natural Gas Authority is approaching 70,000 customers. That is, I think I mentioned to you earlier that we're the 11th largest public gas system in the United States, which is amazing to me. But that growth is tremendous. You mentioned I've been with the company 29 years. I think when I first started, we were around 12,000 to 13,000 customers. So we've hit that 70,000 customer mark, and that's.
So with 70,000 customers, up from 12,000 when you joined it almost 30 years ago, how does that play into all the infrastructure that we don't see that's under the ground to get the product from point A to point B?
We this time of the year, we are planning. We have internally a 3 to 5 year plan that we work on as we improve our system. And we're looking at where the areas of growth are. For example, the Carolina Panthers coming there. How is that going to impact our infrastructure? So we start modeling the system to follow the growth that we foresee over the next 2 or 3 years and start planning projects to start putting the ground today for something that may occur 2 years down the road. It's a tough game to play. The tough thing is getting the right-of-way to put these lines in the ground. You're running out of space. I mean, when the subdivisions eat up the space, it's hard to find, especially along the roads, where to find that little bit of right-of-way you may need to put that pipeline in.
So every time, let's say, a new Pennies for Progress
Correct.
Project gets started, you obviously are brought in from the get-go to say, what do you got in the ground here, and what are you going to need?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we are. And with the new Pennies that have been approved for this last cycle, relocation of utilities are included in that, the cost to do that. The thing is determining exactly what that cost is to move it. A lot of these roads are going from 2-lane to 3 and 5-lane, and you're really getting pushed back a good ways. And in some places, you can't put it back in that area, and you have to look at other routes to run the natural gas line.
So if you have a pipeline, a piece of your pipe, underneath, let's say, a 2-lane road.
Correct.
It's about to become a 4-lane road. Do you automatically have to move it to the outside of the 4 lanes just so it's not underneath the old
DOT
road?
DOT would prefer us to do that.
Yeah.
There are some cases where we are leaving it under the road, but for most part, it's we are being pushed to the outside of that right of way, and it makes it difficult. I mean, you've seen some of these road projects, how tight they are.
Well, if you don't move it, that means if there's a problem, you got to go obstruct traffic to fix it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you look at how I'll give you a perfect example: the Fort Mill Parkway.
Oh, yeah.
It's expanded already a couple of times since it's been put in place, and we're having to move those lines further back, but there's some tight areas through there. So,
all right, so you do all this forecasting in terms of what purchases you have to make of gas.
Correct.
And I would guess you would probably forecast on the, what did I say, you'd rather have too much than not enough?
Exactly. I mean, you don't want to get into a situation, and it's odd. We're only talking about a few days out of every year that you would exceed those contracts or could possibly exceed those contracts. But the penalties on those pipelines are so extreme. You could experience a day that could cost you $1 million easily if you're way over if your forecasted use is missed. And you do not have the contracted gas in place, those dollars could add up to, we had one a few years ago, you're buying gas right now at the wellhead for $2 and $3 a decatherm, and that's the unit of gas which we purchase it. It was up to a couple hundred dollars a decatherm to buy that gas under penalty. So you could easily, if you went $2,000 or $3,000 over, you could easily eat up some dollars.
So the reverse, though, if you ordered whatever, 2,000 decatherms, yeah, but you're only going to draw down 1,500. What do you do there?
What we do there is we can
store it.
I would say that in most cases we can balance throughout the month because you can't hit it dead on the mark every day. But under current setup, they issue these things called operational flow orders that make you balance daily. So you may be having to sell back into the system at a discount. So you may have bought it for $2.50, but you may be selling it for 50 cents. So it's a hard game to play.
So do you hire people to do this? Third parties that
we have a group out of Georgia that helps us with our supply and capacity demand issues that we deal with. But internally, we have to manage the supply. So we have a group in with it at York County Natural Gas. And they do this on behalf of Patriots Energy Group, which is a whole other topic we can go into. But we manage the gas supplies on a daily basis and make those nominations and scheduling and work with our group out of Georgia that helps us manage those gas supplies.
So, and you referenced Patriots Energy Group. That's a combination of you, Lancaster County Natural Gas.
And Chester County.
Chester County Natural Gas. So do the three of you buy together to get a better package?
We've done, I think I mentioned in our last deal, we had a prepaid deal that the three of us went in together as Patriots Energy Group and were able to go out and buy natural gas, a future supply of it, but we get a discount back to our customers, and it ended up being a tremendous amount. It ended up being about 45 cents per unit that we were able to discount our cost of gas. So together as three entities under Patriots Energy Group, we're able to go out and do some bulk purchases like that, our big projects to help spread the cost of those projects out.
And if you go back into the annals, Patriots Energy Group, if I remember, kind of came together as an entity as you were looking at putting in a gas line.
Correct.
And that never came about, though, did it?
No, it did.
It did.
It did. It did.
Okay.
We did. It's interesting. That pipeline has not been in place for that long. When we built that pipeline, we had contracts of 50,000 units on the existing pipelines that fed our area. Today, our peak day, and I think this has been about 10 years, our peak day is about 110,000 decatherms or units of natural gas. So we've more than doubled that original contract in a very short window of time.
And by building that pipeline, you were able to better control your costs.
Exactly. I mean, we're not dependent on one pipeline at that point. We can swing on the two pipelines. We can use that to hit peaks that we didn't that we're starting to experience and all that. So it's worked out great for the three gas authorities and for the customers of three gas authorities.
So I want you to go back 29 years, right?
Okay.
When you first came to the gas company and you started hearing all this stuff that we're talking about here today. Did your head spin and say, am I ever going to get control of this, understand all this?
This is it's one of the more complicated markets I've ever dealt with. It's the buying and selling side of it. It's the growth that we've had to deal with. I don't know what to tell you from 29 years ago, because I was just out of college at that time, and it was confusing. It was very confusing at that time. But it took me 29 years to somewhat figure it out, but I hope we're getting there.
Well, the learning curve never stops.
No, it doesn't. The game is changing a lot. And, you know, rules and regulations, requirements by the federal government, by the state governments, they're changing. City governments are changing. So we really have to stay on top of what the restrictions are stay ahead of the game as much as we can.
All right, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we have fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. And everybody knows how to do it. And at the count of three, we're going to say it together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Everybody's got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attack, stroke, those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, as we continue our conversation on a Tuesday afternoon with Jimmy Sprouse, who is the CEO of York County Natural Gas. And it also we started this conversation talking about this massive construction project that you're doing down here at your headquarters. I did not know that that building dates back to the beginning of World War II?
That's correct. I look back just researching, trying to find as much information I could find about the building when we started this process, and it actually went before City Council in 1941 to be annexed into the city of Rock Hill, and it sat at the corner of West Main Street and McConnellsville Road. And I never knew that that was known as McConnellsville Road until I started researching this, but it was built in 1942. And it existed as a Pepsi-Cola bottling plant until we acquired it in 1985. So
Cherry Road used to be called McConnellsville Road.
At that point, I guess it was called McConnellsville Road.
And you said the building, the total cost of the building was what?
Looking through that article, which was January 31st of 1941, the projected cost of that building was $100,000.
My guess is what you're doing down there now is multiples of that.
It's probably every contractor is $100,000, to be honest with you. It's amazing how things have changed.
And again, if you missed the first part of the program, what that is going to become is a plush but not overly ostentatious.
It's going to be a building, like I said, to house as much natural gas technology as we can share with our customers, and we want them to see it. One thing I failed to mention earlier, that building is actually going to be cooled by natural gas. It's called a Yanmar system, and it's actually a natural gas engine that will cool the building. So a technology that a lot of people don't know exists.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yes.
I didn't know that you could cool a house with natural gas.
How about that? This is probably more on a commercial line basis. They're trying to shrink the size of it for residential use. More to come on that, but they do have it out in the commercial size units.
Whew. All right, I got to get back to the growth thing with you.
Okay.
We're now at 70,000 customers.
Correct.
Do you sit down, or have you already forecast, for instance, what that customer count is going to be, let's say, in 3 years or 5 years?
We are on a steady growth pattern right now, and that's adding about 2,000 customers per year. And based on we're working on the budgets right now, we're seeing that number again for next year, and we're trying, as we talked about earlier, we do forecast 3 to 5 years out. So if you do the simple math on that, we're going to be at 80,000 customers in a very short window of time. So the growth is, like I say, it's still tremendous in this area. And with the projects that have been announced that we know about, we see reaching that number very quickly.
Well, let's just take one of those projects. Let's just talk about this thing called University Center.
Correct.
Which is a massive redevelopment of about 20, 25 acres of land in downtown Rock Hill. Now, there's going to be a lot of buildings down there.
There are.
There are already some, but there's going to be a lot more.
We've got the infrastructure in place. It's ready for example, the new hotel that's going up. We are working with them right now and providing service to that. Of course, every restaurant that comes in there is asking for natural gas, so we've got to be prepared for it. And it's going to be tight quarters in there to get the gas lines in, but there's a need for it in that facility.
So when that project was first envisioned,
right,
somebody, maybe Skip Tuttle, picked the phone up and called Jimmy Sprouse and said, hey, guess what we're going to be doing here?
Yes.
You need to get down here.
A lot of these big projects, for example, the Panthers project. I mean, we're already attending utility meetings with the Panthers and trying to determine where's the best place to locate gas lines. It's easy to get the infrastructure in on the front end instead of waiting until the project's in place. So we try to get, as early in the project as we can to make sure we're supplying that service.
So let's take the Panther project, because that's going to be even bigger than this University Center by multiples. When you put the infrastructure in, is that the responsibility of the utility, or is that the responsibility of the developer, or a combination of both?
It's responsibility in the sense of the operation and maintenance of it is York County Natural Gas's responsibility.
Right.
We do with developers. We do. We look at a return on investment. So there is some financial interest from the developer when we put this infrastructure in. But if they meet certain guidelines, it's put in basically at no cost to these developers.
It's all based on usage.
Based on usage, correct. Now the services, of course, based on again how much they're using gas, they may have to pay some portion for the service to the building. But those costs are usually minimal, and because the return is pretty strong the cost of the infrastructure, once it's put in place, if we get a good user, it'll more than meet those return on investments that we have set up.
So is it fair to say, when you take a look at a project like the University Center, when they were tearing up the streets and putting redoing the infrastructure down there, water and sewer and what have you, we can pretty much count that the gas company's in there doing what they need to do,
sir,
at the same time?
Yes, sir. If there is a need for natural gas in there, before any building was put in place, they gave certain areas for each utility to put their infrastructure in. And we worked with, for example, the city on the electrical and water and sewer side, or Comporium on the cable side, to make sure we were not in conflict with any of those other utilities, but had room for each of us.
That whole process is fascinating to me. I mean, the architect designs the building.
Right.
But somebody else has got to design all the infrastructure.
All the infrastructure, correct.
Another kind of architect.
It is. And it's a lot different today through technology, through the mapping systems and everything.
Right.
We can share our systems with like the city of Rock Hill to do overlays and kind of understand where everybody is in the process. So it's a lot better today than it was.
Yeah, especially when there's some kind of an issue, whether it be a water line or a sewer line or whatever.
Correct.
And somebody starts digging a hole, before they dig the hole, they're going to know what's what.
The hope is that a lot of your older records when the lines were first put in back in the 1950s. You hope those are close to accurate.
Yeah, exactly. So back to the growth issue. We talked about, you know, what your planning of what the growth is going to be, 2,000 customers a year. But you still got to get the gas. I mean, the gas comes off the pipeline. It goes somewhere to, what, a pumping station, and then you push it out across your system?
What we do is, I mentioned earlier the Transcontinental Pipeline and the conflict with the Atlantic Coast Pipeline that was just canceled. Those lines operate at a very high pressure. And when I say that, I'm talking about 1,000 pounds of pressure or so. We're taking it off of those lines. We have a take point in Blacksburg on our new pipeline, the Patriots Energy Group pipeline, where that operates around about, I'm going to guess on a good day, around 750 pounds per square inch. We bring that pressure, and it pushes the gas through our system, and we regulate it down as it enters the system. Now, on a cold, very cold day, those pressures drop.
Sure.
And so we're looking at, we're right now with Patriots Energy Group, looking at the opportunity to put in a compressor station over in Blacksburg that will help us maintain those pressures to continue providing that pressure needed at the end of the line to serve our customers.
Yeah, I would think as you keep, you know, adding more lines,
right,
more homes, more businesses,
exactly,
that's drawing down.
We're looking at today as a way to avoid those peaks and help us with those drops in pressure. But as our system continues to grow, it one day will probably run more than just a handful of days out of the year. It may run as months out of the year to help us provide the pressures we need for all the growth that's coming to this area.
So when you look at a new compressor station, you're probably saying, okay, if we have to put this in, we got to figure out what size unit to put in there, and it's got to last us 25 years or something.
We've spent several meetings with different engineers and groups taking a look at our system and our projected growth for 20 years out. Like you said, 25 years out. And it's amazing, if these growth patterns hold true, how big the York, Lancaster, and Chester County areas will be in the next few decades. It's unreal how much gas will be pushed into the system.
Do you ever get concerned that because of all the issues of being able to get supply, that you may outgrow the suppliers?
It does look like, the Charlotte metro region, specifically York County, is a very fast-growing region. We are trying to stay as far ahead of this curve as we can, because we know that there will continue to be issues and people fighting natural gas pipelines from going in the ground. So we're going to have to do as much as we can, be as proactive as we can today to avoid those issues, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Whew. Wow. It really is a very interesting story. I could sit here and talk to you for hours about this thing. And I still can't imagine why people would want to be opposed to natural gas when it's gotten to be the cheapest and cleanest form of energy that's out there.
I hope once we get this project finished that our customers will come see what's available for your outdoor patios, for inside your house, backup generators, everything you can possibly think of, we want to have on display.
Well, it's a lot more than just your gas logs.
Oh, yes, a lot more than that.
Yeah, a lot more, and that's what this whole showroom concept is about. Well, Jimmy, thank you for being with us. Thanks for everything that you do with York County Natural Gas. I'll be very tickled. I mean, what's the timeline? When are you going to be done this thing?
We're almost through with phase two. In the next 45 days, and then we project to be finished with the entire project by March of 2021.
March of 2021. All right, well, that'll be it. Jimmy Sprouse, the CEO of York County Natural Gas, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes. The magical way to do it, you're going to hear at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.